people know when you're telling the truth. They might not always know what it is. They can't tangibly kind of put their finger on it, but people can sense when you're telling the truth and when you're telling a lie, right? So it's so important. If you're gonna brag, just tell the truth. That's really the only important thing. I'm Lisa Fox, and you're very welcome to the show today. Today I wanted to talk to you about bragging. Bragging. So many of us go, "Oh, but I cannot brag. If I brag, if I talk about the amazing things that I do," as so like so many of us do really incredible work. That it blows my mind all the time. But you're afraid that if you talk about it, if you tell people about it, you are going to sound like a dick. And I want to just say this right from the start. If I told you my hair is dark, do I sound like a dick? Yes or no? Do I sound like a dick? My hair is dark. No, because I'm just telling you a fact. I'm just telling you about the color of my hair. My cardigan is nice and warm. Do I sound like a dick? No, because I'm just telling you a fact. And the thing about it is, what makes you sound like a dick is if you behave like a dick. What makes you sound like a dick is if you say, "Oh my God, my hair is the most amazing color ever. It's nicer than everybody else's hair. Nobody else has hair as nice as mine. You can't even get it anywhere because I actually just like manifested it from a glittery unicorn that said it was only going to come to me." And that's when you sound like a dickhead, when you are behaving like a dickhead. But when you actually just tell the truth and tell things how they are, you don't sound like a dick. And we might call that bragging. And you know what? Some people say, "I don't say this to brag." But you see, I don't have a problem with people saying things to brag, because how else am I, apart from somebody referring me to you or somebody referring your services to me, how else am I going to know how amazing you are unless you tell me? Unless you articulate it. So we've got to reframe this. We've got to stop worrying about bragging and actually just reframe it as, I'm just going to go out there and tell the truth about what I do, who I help, how I help them, and how I have managed to get results with people. You see, this is the thing. I've been a confidence coach for mothers in business for the last year, less than a year, 10 months, right? And I have gotten amazing results. Amazing results from my clients. And here's like, this is a fact. When my clients actually show up for the work, they sign up to work with me, they show up and do the work, I get those results for them because I'm like a dog with a fucking bone, right? If you show up, I will meet you halfway and I will keep going with you until you get the results. So many of my clients tell me that the support that they get from me is first class, and that is because I am determined to get results. But why would I go and get all those results for people and then be afraid to talk about the results that I've gotten for people? The reason that I talk about the results that I've gotten for people is so that other people can see what I'm capable of and be helped too. I am here to help. That is what I want to do. It's what I've been put here to do. It's what I have put myself here to do. So it's part of my job. Part of my job is articulating those results. And as I said, the results that I get from my clients are mind-blowing. And I'm going to mention some of them here just to like lead the way, because I want you to tell me in the comments, what results do you get for your clients? And I want you to brag about it, because the other big thing is people know when you're telling the truth. They might not always know what it is. They can't tangibly kind of put their finger on it, but people can sense when you're telling the truth and when you're telling a lie, right? So it's so important. If you're gonna brag, just tell the truth. That's really the only important thing, right? So for me, right, let me just think through my clients, right? One of my clients, Kate, came to me, and she wanted to, she actually, let's just start with the result. The result was that she bought an investment property in Florida as a direct result of the work that we did together. And when she came to me at the beginning, she mentioned this idea and it was far-fetched in her imagination. She just was like, no, it's like, I've got this idea, but it's ridiculous. By the end of our work together, in less than 12 weeks, she had bought that property in Florida. Who else? Kerry. Kerry just started working with me less than a month ago, and she has had a stream. She's a coach. She's had a stream of yeses. She was completely stuck, and she has had a stream of sales calls. We got her booked in lots of sales calls, and she's getting yes after yes after yes after yes as a direct result of working with me. Haley signed a fantastic, amazing. I'm jealous. I am so jealous of Haley. She got signed for this amazing book deal. She is getting paid handsomely, handsomely for doing even just the research for this book right now. And she is on track to make a lot of money out of this book. Because the people who she's writing it with are multi-million dollar authors. Who else? Kate. Kate got her dream job. Kate did 6 weeks with me and she got her dream job. There's videos to back up all of these things that I'm telling you. All of the testimonials I am giving you right now, I have video testimonials of them. You will see them. They'll be on my page. Some of them already are. Who else? Mairead. Mairead started working with me a few months back. And when we really started to kick in, she started to get so many clients that she came back to me worried that she was too good at manifesting. She's like, I'm afraid now I'm not going to be actually able to keep up with the stream of clients that I'm getting. And these are the results that I'm actually getting for people. But it's my job to tell you about them. And here's the other thing. You're next, right? If you're watching this video and you're going, oh, well, you know, like, that's fine. And I've done this a thousand times. I've looked at somebody, like I've seen somebody's results and I've gone, well, that's okay for them. They like, you know, they're amazing clients and they are really talented and they got the results just because they're so amazing. And you're kind of secretly thinking deep down in the dark spaces of yourself, I can't do that though. But here's the thing. I get results with my clients. All of those people that I've spoken about came to me with exactly the same feeling, came to me thinking, I'm crazy. I'm crazy for even saying this out loud. I don't think it's ever possible. I'm mad to invest in coaching to actually get me to there because I actually don't know. It's ridiculous. You're going to laugh at what I'm going to tell you. You're going to laugh at the idea that I have. You're going to laugh at the ambition I have. And I would say, no, just go ahead. Tell me. Tell me what the ambition is. Tell me what it is that's in your heart to do. And I will tell you. If I feel like we're a good match, if I feel like we're a good fit, and I feel like I can help you, like if I honestly feel like the confidence is the piece that's missing, that I can help you with that, then I'll say, but if it's something else, like if you're, I don't know, if there's some other qualification that you need in order to do what it is that you want to do, then I'm going to tell you that. You know, if I'm not the person for the job, I'll also tell you that. But we look at these other people as if they're unicorns, you know, and we sort of go, well, it's okay for them. They believed in themselves. They knew that they could do it, and that's why they went and got the coaching. But it's not like that. It's not like that at all. You absolutely could be next. So I want you to take that away from this, right? Is the confidence the missing piece? Is there something that's in your heart to do that you're going, I'm crazy for even dreaming that? Talk to me, reach out to me. But the other and the more important thing that I want you to take from this session today is I want you to have a think to yourself about what you do in your business and ask yourself, do you brag enough? Do you brag enough? Do you tell people what you do and the results that you get from people and just tell them the facts of that? Not lies, because people see lies, but just tell them the facts unashamedly, plain and simple. This is what I do. And own it. So tell me in the comments, if you're watching right now, if you're watching the replay, tell me in the comments, do you brag enough? And if you don't, are you willing? Are you willing to put yourself out there like that? Because you're not going to sound like a dick. This is the thing. I really want you to take this away from today. You are not going to sound like a dick unless you are being a dick. So yes, India says no, I don't brag enough. I want you to get that out there. Just tell people what you do. Just tell people what it is that you do and how you can help them and how you've helped other people. See, this is the other thing. We need to hear the stories of the other people that we've heard in order to actually sit up and go, oh, if they could do that, maybe I could too. You know, we need to hear about them. We need to recognize them. We need to see ourselves in them. And Diana says, I do not brag enough. I have no problem. I have no problem doing so. So you have no problem bragging, but you don't brag enough. I see. Just haven't had anything to brag about in a while. Really? Really? I want you to think about that, Diana. Have you really ha not had anything to brag about? Because I know differently. It's an accounting dry season, but that will change very soon. And yet you're quite busy. And yet I've been aware that it's connected to a belief system. It is connected to a belief system. And the other thing I want you to ask yourself, if you're worried about bragging, right, is who are you judging for bragging? Who are you looking at going? Because I know I've done that in the past. Before I started this business and before I started bragging, there were people that I was looking at going, no wonder they're getting like loads of clients. Look, they keep talking about all the results that they're getting. And I was so triggered by it because I was so jealous of it. But I want you to let the people who you're jealous of just reframe it and let them inspire you instead. India says, always being told to be humble. Yeah, we are. We're always told to be humble, especially women, right? We're always told to be humble. Sit there, be quiet, put your hand up before you speak. Don't talk too much about yourself. Nobody will like you. You're supposed to be a people pleaser. It's all a lie that we've been told. We've been conditioned. Men, boys, are not taught the same thing. They're taught to speak up for themselves. They're taught to be brave. They're taught to show off. They're taught that, oh, boys will be boys. So it's up to us. It's up to us for our daughter's sake to also just change that conditioning. So, oh, Heather, I'm the wedding, Heather says, I'm the wedding fairy godmother and I'll be back to bragging real soon. Yeah, you will, baby, and I will be helping you with that. We have got a POA. We've got a plan of action. And you are the wedding fairy godmother. And every time you tell me your stories, it makes me well up. And yet, there's part of you that shies away from telling your stories. But we're going to fix that. We are going to fix that, baby. Okay. So, guys, remember, are you bragging enough? Ask yourself the question, am I bragging enough? And if you're not, are you willing to brag? If you want to think of it like a humble brag, do it. But I have no problem. I have no problem with somebody coming out and saying, this is what I do. I'm really good at it. Do you need a bit of it? Do you need a bit? You know, I'm here, baby. Shop window, like, you know, you've got your open for business sign up. How else are people going to know that you're there? How else are they going to know that what you do is important? And that you can get results. And I'm really owning that. I know that what I do gets results. And that is why I'm really good at selling it as well, because I'm sold on it. I am sold. I know that I get results. I see it. I keep account. I keep a record of the results that I get for people. So that when I'm feeling, well, because everybody has their days, when I'm feeling those shit days where I'm like, oh God, it's like trudging through mud, and like am I actually good at what I do? What even do I do? When you have those days, you can just have a little read of your testimonials and your self-made list of results that you have gotten for people, because they are facts. And knowing that internally will give you confidence, and speaking about it will just let other people know that they can be confident in you too. Okay? So remember, my babies, confidence plus faith equals success every single flipping mother fucking time. Every time. I'll see you again soon. Bye bye.